Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries. Hi everyone, this is Erin from the Erin Eats Everything podcast. And today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about some of my favourite places to eat and drink in Leith. As I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, I've been living in Edinburgh now for about 17 years, and I've lived in Leith the entire time I've been here. And I've really enjoyed watching Leith grow with the food and drink. You know, places have come and gone. There are some places that have been here the entire time, but it's really developed into a cool, trendy place to the point that you don't even need to leave Leith if you wanted to have some good food and somewhere to drink. There's no need to go into town, you know? And I wanted to talk to you about some of my favorite places, kind of regular haunts that I go to. Now, the first one, again, was mentioned, I think, in my very first episode, Cafe Domenico. Now, Cafe Domenico is a tiny little shop that's just right next to the Barologist as the road bends. Now, it can be easily missed. I know that there'll be a lot of people that know about this, but I didn't discover this until actually when I was working in an office that was in Leith and they mentioned it for lunch. And it's, for me, all about the wraps. Oh my gosh, the wraps are amazing. They've got a really good selection of wraps and they do not hold back on filling, which is one of my pet hates, is when people are really scrupulous on the filling in a wrap or a sandwich, a bagel, anything like that. Few favorites of mine that I like is, you know, used to be Top One. I like the Mexican. For anybody that likes fajitas, you mean definitely hit up the Mexican. It's brilliant. Also, you can actually sit in there for dinner, which I actually did for the first time at the weekend. I've only really ever used it for ticking my kind of lunch cravings. And it's a really nice Italian. Do you mean they've got like really nice pasta on the menu? I had something off the specials. I had the lamb ragu and I had some nice kind of goat cheese bruschetta to start, which was really, really nice. So if you haven't been there, it's an absolute must. Now, I wanted to also talk to you about somewhere that's off of Leith Walk on Albert Street, the Sicilian pastry shop. Oh my gosh, during lockdown, this place got so much money out of me. It was ridiculous. For anybody that hasn't been there, it's this amazing pastry shop that just has everything in there. Like, it has macarons, it has tarts, it has pastries, you name it, it's pretty much there. My personal favorite thing that I love to get in there is that they do this croissant stuffed with like whipped cream, Nutella, and it's kind of got like nuts topped on it. Oh, it's sickly, don't get me wrong. Like, I know, but it's amazing. I can't help it. And the other big thing is it's very reasonably priced. They are not taking the mick when it comes to the prices for this. Also, for the first time, my partner's niece, it was her birthday, and they actually do full kind of size like birthday cakes and celebration cakes in there. So we ordered one to try it, and I think it was like a vanilla creme pat with fruit, like kind of berries topped on it. And we got like a 16 to 18 person portion, and that was about 40 quid. And to me, again, I think that's pretty reasonable for the size of it. And not only did it look beautiful, you'll see a picture of it on my Instagram profile, but it tasted as good as it looks. And everybody knows how annoying it is that you look at something and it looks amazing and you taste it and it's absolutely pants. This did not fail. It didn't let me down. So again, go and support some local businesses. Go and hit up the Sicilian Pastry Shop. If you've got a sweet tooth, I guarantee you, you will love it there. Now, the next place I wanted to speak to you about is somewhere that pretty much since I moved to Leith has been somewhere that I love pretty much from the get-go. Now, I wouldn't say that this is so much of a regular haunt that I'm there every weekend. I kind of feel like it was more for special occasions, and it was always where we would go with my family Christmas Eve. It was our Christmas Eve meal, and that is Fisher's at the Shore. Now, it's a tiny little restaurant, you know, not got loads of tables. So it's one of those places that I would definitely recommend booking. But if you like your fish and your seafood, then you will love Fisher's. I've been through so many different things in there. I remember my dad in particular. Now, I don't know if it's still on the menu, but he always loved the Arbroath Smoky. When it was there, that was the one that he would always order. It's lovely. The team in there are really, really nice. It's very cozy, and it doesn't feel pretentious in any way as well. And they've got a nice selection of wine to pair with it as well. For anybody that's maybe thinking, oh, it's a bit pricey, totally understand. So what I would recommend, what I've done before as well, is that they do a set lunch menu, which is much more affordable as well. So you can either do two or three courses. I'm pretty sure from what I remember, it was kind of around maybe like £30 for it. So I would definitely try it out. And like I said, if you can't afford it for maybe like the kind of full a la carte menu, definitely look at the set lunch menu so you can go and try it. And then the final place that I want to talk about is somewhere to drink. For anybody who knows me, I love a drink. And it's Chuchter's Landing. And I have to say that every time I think of Chuchter's now, I have to laugh because I have a friend who, when she first saw Chuchter's, she thought that the spelling was pronounced Deutsches. So for some reason, it always tickles me now whenever I think of Chuchter's. But it's, again, that's been there for ages. Most people will probably have had a drink in Chuchter's. And it's a nice, really cozy pub. It's got a fire. It's very relaxed. Kind of got that family vibe in there. But the thing I love it for is the outdoor space in the back. And obviously since lockdown, they really extended that out, kind of going into their restaurant. And they've taken that over. And again, that was a massive godsend where you could only drink outside during lockdown. And people who live in Leith will know that there are not many outdoor spaces for drinking in Leith. Yeah, that you might have the odd table, but there isn't actually a proper outdoor spacing. So Chuchter's is brilliant for that. You're right on the water. I'm not gonna lie, the chill comes quite quickly there. It loses the sun very quickly. But if you manage to catch it, it's totally worth it. But if you're gonna go, definitely maybe bring a bigger jacket and a scarf or something for when the sun goes in, because it does get chilly in there as well. But yeah, these are my top picks. I would love to hear where you guys hang out in Leith and where your favorite places are. So, you know, follow me at @erineatseverything_UK. Drop me a DM, comment on my post, and let me know where you guys are hanging out, and also where you recommend, because I'm always on the hunt for new and interesting places to eat and drink. So let me know, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you all soon.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.